Most of Yosemite National Park reopened today after being closed for 3 weeks because of those wildfires in Northern California. The Ferguson fire didn't reach the heart of Yosemite Valley, but it did burn remote areas of the park and choked tourist spots with smoke. The park closure kept hundreds of thousands of people out, and tourism bureaus in the area estimate that's around $50 million in losses. And as we've been reporting, it's just one of several devastating fires in California. So we're keeping an eye on the scorched earth out west, but today, the unusually warm waters off the coast of Southern California. Last week, the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in San Diego recorded its highest sea surface temperature in 102 years, 79.5 degrees. Daniel Rudnick is a professor of oceanography at Scripps. He joins us now. And Professor Rudnick, this has been climbing for a while, but your colleagues at Scripps are saying this is an extreme event. Put it in context for us. 79.5 degrees, that is not normal.
Well, 79.5 is certainly very warm for around here. But if to put this in a little context, our water started warming back in early 2014 in an event we called a marine heat wave.
No, you don't. You call it the blob.
That's right. Yeah, popularly it was known as the blob.
Yeah.
And that brought local temperatures up quite a bit. And then the following year after that, in 2015 through 2016, we had an El Nino, which was the largest, one of the largest El Ninos of the past few decades.
And El Nino is?
And El Nino is an unusually warm event at the equator, and it has effects throughout the Pacific Basin. So one of the effects is to warm the waters off of the California coast.
Yeah. Well, look, so you've just explained two weather events, and we know that weather events can cause waters to warm, but we also know we are in climate change. It's not something that's coming. We are in it, and that is heat that gets trapped by largely man-made greenhouse gases, heat that's absorbed by oceans. Land can absorb that heat as well. So oceans are warmed by both climate change, and by what you've described, weather events. Do you think it's that combination that's produced this 79.5?
Oh, yes, definitely. Those are both going on at the same time. There's a gradual warming, gradual global warming, plus these climate fluctuations on a several-year time scale. And sometimes they'll add up together, and that's what I think we're seeing now is the addition of the global warming plus these events of the last few years.
Well, it can be lovely. Our producer, Alex Ashlock, was swimming at Del Mar last week, north of San Diego, where you are, and the water temperature there was 80 on that one day. And so, you know, for a swimmer, this can be lovely. But it feels as if these waters in Southern California are turning into, you know, Caribbean-like waters. What's your sense of, is this a new normal?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's certainly the way it is right now, and it has been warmer over the last few years since 2014. What's interesting, though, is that while it's very warm at the surface, if you go down, say, to 50 meters, that's about 160 feet, the water is actually quite near normal for this time of year. So this event that we're having now of very warm water off Southern California is confined to the very surface waters. The reason it's so warm is because there just hasn't been any wind around here.
Right, because we understand that what wind does is it'll just blow those surface waters back and allow there to be more of a churning of the cooler water.
That's right. That's a good way to describe it. We call it mixing, where the water at the surface mixes with the water that's deeper, and that cools the water at the surface. So I would expect when the winds start to pick up again that the water could cool quite quickly.
Yeah. And, I mean, do you hope for that? Because what does it mean that water's warm? It's nice for Alex to swim in them, but it's not good.
Yes, the warm waters have a variety of effects. For people who like to swim in warm water, they're happy. And for the fishermen who are able now to catch fish that are typically south of us and that have come north with the warm waters, it's good for them. For some of the species that are more local and can't move, the warm water may not be as favorable for those species. An example of that is kelp, which is suffering a bit at the surface from the warm waters. But I heard a report from a fellow Scripps scientist that while it's tough for the kelp near the surface. The deeper where the water's a little cooler, they're doing a little bit better.
Yeah, and just anecdotally, we're hearing that lifeguards are having their hands full because people are flocking to the warmer waters. But have you been surprised as you've watched this?
Have I been surprised? You know, my job is to measure the ocean. That's my passion. I've been doing it now for a while, and I guess the ocean is unpredictable enough that I've learned not to be surprised. But it is my job, and I like to see these events. It allows us to learn. Every time there's something new, we can learn a bit more about the ocean.
Well, what are we learning now? Look, we're hearing about buoys off the coast in San Diego, measuring temperatures as high as 81.3 degrees. They say that might be the highest buoy temperature ever recorded in California waters. What else are you learning besides the fact that waters are getting warmer? You can't help but think of the frog in the pot of boiling water analogy, which is what people have, who've been begging us to pay attention to climate change for decades, have been saying that's what we are. We're going to simmer until it's too late.
I think what is likely to happen is kind of what we're seeing, that if you add up a gradual warming and fluctuations that we would expect anyways, that you're going to have events like this that break warm records. So I expect to see this kind of thing, but I also expect it to go away. Am I concerned that it's getting warmer? I guess in a way I am, because I think that we'll see changes that are unprecedented. And it is very difficult to predict what those changes might be and, whether they'll be good or bad. I think my general thoughts on this is we're doing a bit of an uncontrolled experiment on Earth by moving carbon atoms from the solid Earth out into the atmosphere and ocean. And uncontrolled experiments rarely turn out for the better. So that's Murphy's Law, and I guess in that sense I am concerned, yeah.
Well, here's just one little anecdote. We talked about beaches being crowded, and the lifeguards are advising swimmers to shuffle their feet as they go into the water because stingrays like warmer water, so they're coming closer to shore. People are stepping on them and getting stung. I mean, that's not the end of the world. But it could be a sign of it.
Yeah, there are a lot of rays. I've heard reports of bat rays and stingrays in the water. So, yes, we've seen that. And this is the standard advice that I heard. I grew up around here, and it's the standard advice I've heard since I was a kid. When you go in the water, shuffle your feet. It would go for now and any day, but especially now, I guess, because there are a lot of rays in the water.
What is the hottest water in the world?
Oh, the hottest water in the world. In the tropics, the warmest water gets up to around, I'm better at degree C now, 30 degrees C.
Oh, boy.
And that's much warmer than it is here off California. As yesterday, it was 25 degrees C. That was 77.5.
That's about 86 degrees Fahrenheit. We're not that far from that, or you're not that far from that in Southern California.
We're getting awfully warm here, yeah. So this is quite unusual. The surface water near the sea surface temperature is as warm as it's ever been. So it is certainly unusual.
Do you have a sense? I mean, you're measuring. That's what you're doing there as a professor of oceanography at Scripps. But is there a sense of how hot is too hot to go in water?
Actually, if you've ever been in the tropics in water in the mid 80s, it feels great. It's like your backyard swimming pool. So I don't think we're in danger of that. There's actually when the water gets that warm, it causes clouds in the atmosphere to form, rising clouds, and it actually then that starts to cool the water. So this maximum of around 30 degrees C is something that we think we can't exceed at the surface. But as that kind of temperature extends and we get temperatures close to that up here, that's unusual. And I guess I don't know what would happen as we have more of the water near that theoretical maximum.
Well, you better hope that the clouds come. Daniel Rudnick, professor of oceanography at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. Thanks so much.
Thank you.